Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. And we are back. We are back as winners. We're feeling good. The Thursday set last week was 2 from 2.
Yes.
The Saturday set was on fire. Multis everywhere. I put your two dogs selections into the Ladbrokes Mates Mode group. Only paid very small, $3.60, but we needed something. We needed something to get the momentum going. And quite a few punters in there copied it. They were very happy because they were due a win. It hadn't been great in there. And then we backed it up with the Saturday set. Lots of great tipping in there. So, yeah, it's good.
What
good,
a difference a week
to feel
can make.
On top of things.
From a results perspective, from a voice perspective.
You couldn't talk last week.
Couldn't speak last week. Now I'm jumping out of the bloody seat. No, it was a good week. Obviously, the tips went well on Thursday. And it was good to see a friend of the Den and your co-host last week. Thanks to Corey, obviously, for giving us a great segment there on the Meadows Greyhound Racing last week. We've got to obviously review that. And luckily for him, he's a now Group 1 winning owner.
He's known as Group 1 Corey. Well done, Group 1 Corey.
Good
We're
stuff,
very
Corey.
Happy for you.
Most importantly, the mock's over.
Yes, yeah.
Gone. RI mock doesn't exist. Gone.
Very good. Let's get into the show. So first up, show rundown. JC's Thursday set coming up very soon. We'll look at the Ipswich Cup, and then we'll look at all the action from the Meadows on Top Gun night. Then we'll talk about the shootout. We're moving to Sandown, and we'll talk about the shootout. Let's move in. Your accountability, better. 2 from 2 last week, I was spoken about.
6% pop, better than the bank interest. It's always just around the mark. Doing my best, just plugging
interest
away.
Interest rates are going down as well, so, you know, there'll be
you only get 4% interest. Dogs in the Den and helping yourself out to get through what is a difficult time in our lifetimes. But anyway, enough financial talk. Let's get into this week's tips. 3 tips, 1 at Albion Park, 2 at Hobart. Let's start at Albion Park first, race 8, number 5. More Than Money comes out of the Ipswich Cup final that we'll touch base on shortly. Had absolutely no luck. Bit of a messy race, that one. Happy to pen a lot of runs through that race. All his recent racing has been against the best dogs in Queensland. I love when they drop back to age-restricted races, as he does here. Box does look a little bit sticky on paper, but it looks like he'll get room to move early with a few dogs either side going both ways. So I think he can win from either on the speed or off the speed and should be really hard to hold out. Hobart, race 4, number 7, Buckle Up Kirk. Racing without a lot of luck at Launceston of late. Lines up for a rare Hobart start. Will be a bit of a theme with my next 2 tips. Has run 26.07 here in the past, which should win this race fairly comfortably. And I'm expecting him to open up a fair price just due to his recent numerical form not looking all that good. Race 8, number 8, Buckle Up Alfie returned to the winner's circle on Monday night at Launceston with a really good chasing win. Rare Hobart start once again. Kennel mates these two. He's won 2 of his 3 races over this track and trip, drawn where he wants to be, and I think it'd be really hard to hold out. So those are the 3 on Thursday night. Hopefully we can get another multi up.
So I should multi him up. I'll put him in the mates
yes,
mode group again.
Definitely get double digits for this multi with the 3-leggers.
Jeez, that'd really get us back on top.
It would.
Get that up. Very good. Let's move to the Group 1 Ipswich Cup. Here it is up on the screen, and we're looking for Autumn Storm from the Black. Take it away, JC.
Well, the 2 inside boxes, Big Boy Bentley, box 1, Kia Kaha, box 2, they both begin really well, but there's a bit of a jam there on the first corner. Big crash. All those doggies made it through the catching pen safely. But Autumn Storm is the beneficiary of that crash. Crosses to the front. Once she found the front, it was a bit of a 2-dog race. You see the Victorian here in the yellow rug starting to make a move on Autumn Storm. Smooth plane. Very strong dog. Has one up to 600 metres. But Autumn Storm pulls up all stops and just completely holds him to the line. Wins in 30 and 16. Another winner for the Tommy Savellas kennel there. Have won every single feature race, it feels like, up in Queensland over the last 12 months, and he's starting to embark on 200 winners for the season, for the year. So it's been a phenomenal effort. She's a very talented bitch, Autumn Storm. I'm sure we'll see her interstate very shortly and potentially rising up to the 600 metres. So she's definitely a bitch you can continue to follow up in Queensland.
Very good. Let's move down to the Meadows, where it's all on Saturday night, and let's go to the Group 1 Hume Cup. Here we go.
Yeah, well, the favourite here, Raiders Guide, box 3, was slowest to leave the boxes, and that gave a great opportunity to Zipping Kai, the eventual winner of the race. He zoomed through, found the front, passing the post the first time. You got West Star there, in the reserve rug, looming in second position, but it's Ethanol Volume in third position, gets to the outside of West Star, puts her away quite quickly, and starts to make a move on the front runner, Zipping Kai. You just thought for a fleeting moment there, passing the 600 boxes, that Ethanol Volume would rein in the leader. But to Zipping Kai's credit, he held him off in what was a game effort. It was a really good run, 34-19. And there's just no substitute for early speed RI. It's something that we all crave in the ground racing industry, and that's what Zippinkai has in bucket loads, and it gave him a Group 1 win.
Tactical speed, we love it. Let's move on to the big one, the Top Gun Stayers, our man Group 1 Corey Kenya, all class. He is from the 4. Away we go. Jumps very poorly.
Yes, well, he was last to leave the boxes, but he is a dog that is very, very talented, obviously. He has a booming acceleration. He gets to third position here, going past the likes of Ethanol, Water, gets underneath Aunt Virginia, and quickly embarks on Drill Sergeant. The team had a bit of a decision 3-4 months ago when this dog came back from a long injury, whether they were going to stay at the sprint distances or they were going to move up to the middle distance and possibly beyond that. They've obviously made the right decision now, winning that Group 1 race over the 730 metres. He finds the front here, and I thought it was a very valiant effort. You got Ella's Babe there in the yellow rug. She was a little bit unlucky. She did clip over heels, starting to make her move now. Tries to get underneath. Kenya All Class doesn't do so. Kenya All Class lifts off the canvas, beats Drill Sergeant. Since stepping beyond those sprint trips, he has run no worse than second in 9 consecutive races. So it's obviously shown that's been the right decision. Drill Sergeant there runs second once again. He's a dog that I'd like to mention. He's finished top 3 in his last 16 consecutive races. And for a dog that's been running a majority of those in black type races or in top grade, it's a phenomenal effort. He's a very consistent stayer. Definitely one to look forward to in the bold trace. But take nothing away from Kenya All Class. That was only his third run over 700 metres. So you can only imagine how much better he's got to be for that run and moving forward into a bold trace. And he's definitely got to be extremely hard to hold out in that race and moving forward over the staying trip.
And the bold trace will be on Melbourne Cup night, won't it?
Yes. It was just a terrific win. Like, that's a hand-picked field of the best stayers. Obviously, the selection panel picked the best stayers in the country. Mm. And only at his third start over the staying trip, he's come from last to win and fend off a few really hard-nosed stays like Drill Sergeant. He's a terrific dog, and well done to Corey and everyone involved there.
Very good. Let's move to the Top Gun Sprinters, and we're looking for Excavation from the Czechs.
Yes. Well, he's a very serious chaser, Excavation, and he begun in a very fair line. Zippy Megatron there in box one just drops out of proceedings, which allows Excavation to get first the fence, holds off his, more star-studded kennelmate, Explicit, and Flying Zulu, who won that Group 1 Brisbane Cup when we were up there on Brisbane Cup night. And he just zooms away, this dog. He run 29.52. As I mentioned, upstaged his two kennel mates. You got Blue Camaro here in the yellow rug. You're about to see clip over heels, zoom home, the MDC winner for second. Very eye-catching run there. But Excavation, take nothing away from him. 8-length winner, 29.52. Got a few question marks around Explicit, to be honest. I think, obviously, no one's doubting his ability and how fast he can run. Breaks the clock wherever he goes. But
consistency is the issue, isn't it?
4 consecutive races in top company around 2-turn tracks. He's had the Sandgroper, where he ran last over in WA. He's had the Brisbane Cup, where he ran last when he found the front early. He's also had the MDC, where he was favourite in that race and he's run last. And to be fair there, he was a little bit disappointing considering he was a clear second going around that first post and he's dropped off there and he might have finished last again of a few more strides. So I think there's massive question marks out for him in the Melbourne Cup, obviously. It's a 2-turn race. And I don't know. I don't think he gets a lot of hype, the dog, but he hasn't exactly nailed it on the big stage over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I think that's been a bit critical of the dog. He's very fast.
I think most people would agree with you. I mean, the results speak for themselves. So
it's just, it's not an opinion. It's fact. He's been favourite in those last 4 big races over 2-turn tracks, hasn't been able to win any of them, unplaced in all of them. You got dogs like Excavation there, who's just about to hit the prime of his career. He's 2 years and 4 months of age. He's just won an Adelaide Cup from box 8, which was a really good win. He's just absolutely smashed the field, including the Blue Camaro and Zippy Megatron, the 2 runners that finished Quinella in the MDC. He's a dog that's going to be extremely hard to beat in the Melbourne Cup, and I can't wait to see him go around once again.
Very good. All right, let's move on to have a bit of a look forward. And we know that we've got the Melbourne Cup and the Bold Trees coming up in a few weeks, November the 30th. But before we get there, we've got this week, which is a little bit of a quieter week for the Dream Chasers series, but we do have the shootout.
Yes.
There's some very good dogs are going around in that. It is only a four-dog field. You want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, well, it's a 4-dog race, obviously, as you mentioned. Group 3 level, $25,000 to the winner. A few dogs have made this field due to being the fastest. They've got the fastest time over the last couple of months at a particular track. Big Energy returned to form last week, winning in 28.99, won by about 11 lengths on that occasion. So yeah, he's going to be extremely hard to hold out in this race, and I guess he is the rightful favourite. But I have landed on Vincent Bale here. He's the joint outsider of the field with Blue Camaro. He is just a dog that always tries his best. I think that's obviously going to be very important in a race of this nature. I think if Hector Fawley or Big Energy, both iffy beginners, if they either of them miss the start, Vincent Bale could potentially even cross him. If he does that, he's going to be extremely hard to run down. I think $6 is overs, in my opinion. He is obviously a Ladbrokes market mover, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts closer to $5 or $4 closer to jump. So that's going to be a terrific race. You've obviously got Hector Fawley, extremely strong dog, one of the best 500-600-meter dogs in the country. Blue Camaro, as we saw there in that Top Gun sprint event, he was absolutely eye-catching through the line. Smaller fields definitely got to suit him, and Big Energy returning to form. So great race. Hopefully there's no scratchings. If there is, you've got Field Day and In the Hub, both extremely fast dogs that have smashed the clock the last couple of weeks. So can't wait to watch that race. And all the races across the program on Friday night at Sandown are terrific. There's a host of Melbourne Cup preludes.
Yeah, like eight or something.
100%. And there's you got dogs such as Power and Glory coming down. Good Odds Cobber obviously was in that Top Gun Sprinters event. So there's a lot of dogs to keep an eye on heading forward to the Melbourne Cup. So can't wait to tune in
this week. So we've got the preludes this week. The week after that, we've got the heats.
Yes.
Which is always a great night because you get to see all the best dogs going around. Got the Bold Trees heats as well. Then we go into finals like the week after.
Can't wait for it. Brilliant. Like, it's a huge week of racing this week, and the next couple of weeks is extremely important for all those dogs, especially like moving forward into their stud careers and whatnot. I think it's got to be make or break for dogs such as Explicit and Excavation, I guess, a new dog on the scene, whether he can actually nail it under Group 1 settings, Melbourne Cup. That could really just take his career off to the next steps.
All right, you done, JC? Ready to wrap up?
All done. Let's get out of here, all right?
Very good. All right, let's hope we keep the momentum up over the weekend. Just a quick one. We won't be doing a Dogs in the Den next week. We're having a little bit of freshen up before we finish the season off before Christmas time. So no Dogs in the Den next week, but we'll be back bigger and better the week after. And we're going to get Group 1 Corey Smith on board
to preview the Melbourne Cup and the Bold Trees. Hopefully, Kenya All Class can make it for Mr. Group 1 Corey Smith.
Up the Den. See you soon. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.